Falun Gong is freely practiced in 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGM-TV. I'm Susan Mitchell, and it's September the 3rd, 2001. In international news, SOS Global Walks gain momentum as new teams begin in Europe. They're urging people to appeal for the release of the Falun Gong family of three from France that were recently kidnapped in China. And SOS hunger strikes continue around the world in support of the plight of 130 women in Masanja labor camp. Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji is to visit Ireland next week, and Falun Gong practitioners there hope for news of release of detained Trinity College PhD student Zhao Ming. In North American news, our traveler above the Arctic Circle returns to Toronto with the certificate presented to honor Falun Dafa, Falun Gong. A senior-ranking Chinese official visiting Chicago is charged with crimes against humanity. Falun Gong activities on the east coast of Canada, and something new for Ontario's fall fairs, Falun Gong exercises. In this week's update from China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners known to have died while in custody is 274 as of today. A female Falun Gong practitioner is disabled after guards spray poisonous gas into her jail cell on three consecutive days. And some reports of natural disasters in places where Falun Gong practitioners have been severely tortured, and deaths of those who persecuted the practice of Falun Gong. Last week, we mentioned that a Toronto Falun Gong practitioner had journeyed north of the Arctic Circle to take the SOS information to people there. Many came to learn the exercises and signed the petition for a peace mission to China to rescue practitioners. In return, Falun Gong was honored with a certificate that has now come back to Toronto. A senior-ranking Chinese official has been charged with crimes against humanity while visiting the United States. At about 3 p.m. on August the 27th in Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Zhao Yongpeng was served with a complaint for violation of the Alien Tort Claim Act and the Torture Victims Protection Act. In Sichuan Province, Zhao serves as the General Secretary of the Provincial Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, the PCCCP. He is being charged with the commission of serious human rights abuses against the plaintiff and his sister, including torture, disappearance, false imprisonment, cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment, and crimes against humanity. As General Secretary of the PCCCP, Zhao and other officials authorized, supervised, and implemented a campaign to persecute, intimidate, and ultimately aimed to eliminate the Falun Gong spiritual movement in Sichuan Province, and also elsewhere in China. This campaign has involved a catastrophic loss of lives, the loss of jobs, the disappearance of select persons, brutal torture, which is often conducted in police stations to extract false confessions, the systematic breaking up of families, and the disruption of civil society. In addition to subjecting innocent citizens to arbitrary arrests and detentions, cruel and inhuman treatment, torture, disappearance, and even death, this campaign is a breach of a number of international agreements to which China is a signatory. The charge against Zhao is a significant development in the effort to bring to justice the perpetrators of the brutal persecution against Falun Gong in China. Fall fairs. Traditional fall fairs in small towns around Ontario are expanding their usual types of booths to include new holistic practices such as Falun Gong. On the Labor Day weekend, practitioners from the Kitchener area set up their display boards at the Paris Fall Fair, about 120 kilometers west of Toronto. It was an opportunity for the local people there to learn the five sets of exercises and to get information on the current situation in China. And now moving over to news from China, this week we learned that Li Zhiye and Lei Yancheng, authorities in Mengying County of Shandong Province, have used poisonous gas to torture a Falun Gong practitioner after other methods failed to make her give up her beliefs. Zhang Rongchu was badly beaten because she upheld her beliefs. As further punishment, for 3 consecutive days, poisonous gas was diffused into the room where she was illegally detained. The first time, Jiang was left with no strength, feeling very weak. On the following evening, her face turned very yellow, her head ached, and the weakness persisted. On the third night, her body began to twitch and tremble uncontrollably, and she lost consciousness. Afraid that she might die and feeling they would be held responsible, Li and Lei sent her to the County People's Hospital for emergency treatment. Unable to determine what caused Zhang's unconsciousness, and with the authorities refusing to tell them what had happened, the doctors sent her home. 2 months after the incident, Zhang is still disabled, is unable to take care of herself, and cannot even eat without assistance. Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji will be paying a state visit to Ireland next week at the invitation of the government there. At least one Irish member of the parliament is urging the government to question the premier about advances that are being made with human rights situation in China. Irish Falun Gong practitioners are hoping that the premier will be able to advise of the release of fellow practitioner Zhao Ming, a PhD candidate from Trinity College, who was thrown into a labor camp when he went home to visit his family. And now we have a special report from Zenon Dalniki.
What goes around comes around has been used as a casual term for many years, but in what many are calling the classical battle between good and evil that's taking place in China, we are witnessing the shocking demonstration of this principle. For instance, the vice principal and teacher of the first middle school in Lishu County of Jilin Province are now dead. On June 6, 2001, Vice Principal Guo Feng was returning to school after having dinner with the teacher, Wang Rudong, when their tricycle was hit by a bus. Guo and Wang died instantly. In the past, Vice Principal Feng had organized over 1,000 teachers and students to sign their names to a petition to attack Falun Gong. In nearby Hebei Province, the principal of Dixin Middle School, Tian Hua Chuan, had also deceived his teachers and students to carry out a signature campaign that attacked Falun Gong. In the middle of August, Tian Hua Chuan was out for an evening of pleasure with 2 unknown ladies and a friend, when their car caught fire. Tian Hua Chuan and the 3 others burned to death inside the car. Their driver left unharmed. These cases of retribution are not only happening to individuals, but entire cities and provinces are meeting with these disasters. For example, on the August 27, 2001 report from the World Journal in Jinan City, 8 cities and 23 counties and districts in Shandong Province suffered various levels of hailstorms and gale force winds, which resulted in a direct economic loss of $162.5 million. Eyewitness reports said that hailstones were the size of eggs and dates, piling 2 inches on the ground. In the worst-hit city, Ruzhou, over 118,500 acres of croplands were damaged. 14,000 of those acres were destroyed and left with no harvest. 72,000 houses were damaged, and 24 of those houses collapsed. 63 people were injured, 6 more were left in critical condition, and 6 have died. On the same day, the World Journal reported similar disasters in other areas of China. Unfortunately, there are simply too many of these cases to report. Falun Gong practitioners are working tirelessly and risking their lives to help more people understand the truth about Falun Gong, so there will be fewer of these tragedies taking place. It seems that the persistence of the Falun Gong inside China isn't the only place these practitioners are stepping out. Reports of round-the-clock sit-ins and symbolic fasts held in front of Chinese embassies and consulates are coming in from Denmark, Sweden, Australia, Canada, America, and other places around the world. Some sitting for as long as 10 days and others fasting for as long as 5. For those with the more adventuresome spirits, they have begun SOS earth walks across states, provinces, and even countries. Walks have begun in Sweden, Ireland, across Iowa State in the U.S., and from Sydney to Brisbane in Australia, with the longest one being 1,000 kilometers, equivalent to 621 miles. Canadians have been flying to all ends of their country to speak to the media, citizens, and members of the municipal to the federal government. When elementary school teacher Alice Quinn returned home from her journey from the east coast of Canada, she shared some stories with us. Whether they are holding a banner in Tiananmen Square or walking hundreds of miles, Falun Gong practitioners are proving themselves consistent in their peaceful yet very active resistance to the vicious persecution of Falun Gong in China. At noon on August 29th, a few practitioners in the U.S. on hunger strike were surprised by a kind-hearted lady named Laura. She had come from a law office to sacrifice her lunch break to sit in and appeal with the practitioners. Laura said, "Your efforts are not in vain. Many Americans know about your hunger strike and the brutal persecution of Falun Gong from the news reports." She brought 12 bottles of water donated from the store across the street and told us her taxi fare was cut in half so her driver could show his support. These international SOS efforts have been growing in number, and their effects are touching all parts of society. But most of all, they're touching people's hearts.
Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.